get ready for old stories of teenage sex from the early 60s, etc. That was from 1981 Slate's EP. I only ever listened to it on the Live in London cassette, which was from the Chaos Tapes label. And An Older Lover was just listed as a question mark because it was unreleased at the time of the performance. Marky Smith had told the NME that he thought that they'd released the wrong recording, and he was really angry about that. But I think it must be nice for Marky Smith to have something to be angry about. When I used to listen to The Fall, I mean, they were pretty much the only band I listened to in the early 90s. They were the band I went to see the most. It was like being a student and discovering Kurt Vonnegut and then only reading Kurt Vonnegut novels, and you got into a sort of dark hole. And I remember reading this piece about Joy Division, and the writer described listening to them as something like going into a dark room and then hearing the door slam behind you. And that's how I used to feel listening to The Fall, like I was in the bottom of a deep hole holding a little dog while someone tells me to rub the lotion on my skin, sort of thing. Anyway, this is my mini Fall retrospective. And they're my favourite band. I don't listen to them so much anymore because sometimes I can't take it. But this is from 1988's I Am Curious Orange, and this is Big New Prince.
Rockin' records, the guys rock records. A big priest.
God, I love that song. I always thought of The Fall as just Marky Smith, really. You know, he's this genius lunatic who had a few session musicians around him who translated his genius vision into music. But it's just not true. I mean, of course, he's singularly extraordinary creator, but The Fall, I mean, probably every lineup was full of visionaries and incredible musicians. And now a bunch of them, Brick Smith, Starr, Jason Brown, Steve Hanley, Paul Hanley, Steve Trafford, all from different eras of The Fall, have formed Bricks and The Extricated. And I went to see them live a few weeks ago. And it just made me so happy because seeing these musicians have a kind of second life through this new band, but also because it's the sound of The Fall. And that sound is their legacy as much as Marky's. They get to, you know, own it too. And it's Bricks, you know. I think I love all the early Fall stuff, Hex, Induction Error and all that early stuff, but, you know, Live at the Witch Trials. But when I think about the songs that stay with me the most, it's Big New Prince and, you know, Friends Experiment and all the stuff that Bricks was around for. And anyway, this is Bricks and The Extricated, and this is Something to Lose. We'll be right back.